My friends, spring is in the air, and this upcoming concert season will be all about the way you look and about your boots. And Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you cannot make it into the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your next favorite pair of boots today. Welcome to another very special episode of TFL Talking Trucks, because I'm on location and I have a special guest. This is Sheldon Brown, Chief Engineer of the Tacoma.
Good to see you again.
We've done one of these or two of these before.
I think so, yeah. We've done a couple.
But I wanted to do this episode because we're here at the launch of the Tacoma Hybrid.
Yes.
Which I haven't driven yet.
Not yet, okay.
And, well, I drove it, so we can talk a little bit about it.
Okay.
But until this event.
Okay.
And you brought a chassis here that we can kind of look underneath the skin a little bit and learn not just about the hybrid Tacoma and what makes it tick, but also the differences between the new Tacoma Trail Hunter.
Yep.
And the TRD Pro.
Okay.
And you brought other components like shocks. We can look at those things. We can look at some of the internal components. And also, I want to ask you this, because the all new 4Runner is launching.
It surely is.
And it's sharing quite a few components.
It did. In fact, I can tell you that when we did the concept for this truck, we actually did 4Runner and Tacoma at the same time. And really the reason we did that is we felt that the trucks had a very similar demographic in terms of the wants and needs of the customers. Now, there were certainly differences. Some of those were priorities based on, do you want to haul stuff in the deck or do you need covered storage? And then we saw some little bit of different demographics in terms of, you know, who are driving these trucks. But fundamentally, a lot of the core desires, wants, and needs of these two customers were very, very similar. So we did a common concept, and then when we made the decision that we were going to continue to manufacture 4Runner in the Tahara plant, we then shared the design. So a lot of our engineering team helped out with the Ford part of the design, as there was a lot of commonality in terms of the structure with Tacoma. And then, of course, the Japan team was working feverishly on all that which was unique to the SUVs part of it, right? So basically, Think B-pillar forward, B-pillar backward. Just a
truck versus SUV.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yep. And obviously, so the powertrain is shared.
It is.
We can talk a little bit, you know, more about that. But sure. They're also sharing the TNGA-F chassis or platform, right?
They absolutely do. Yeah. That's right.
And that's this frame. I mean, mainly, this is the backbone right here.
That is exactly right. So this is our new boxed ladder frame. We talked a little bit about this before. What's really unique here is the silhouette across the truck platforms is the same. The frame pitch is the same. And then really, this sort of front kick and this sort of rear kick area, very much the same. Where we differentiate largely between the vehicles is here in the center. So you can imagine for a 2850 wheelbase for the 4Runner, we can just sort of extend that to the 3350 millimeter wheelbase that we see here for a Tacoma. We can do that again when we go to, for example, a long deck to the 3685 wheelbase.
Yeah.
So this is really critical about how we maintain a lot of the crush box, a lot of the strength that's in the front and in the rear, and then we use the center section to sort of extend the wheelbase.
And people are listening, if they may not be able to watch this, I mean, this frame is pretty large. I mean, physically, it's tall, and it's also pretty thick as well.
It is. The new TNGA truck is meant to be a global platform. It's going to have to do all the, you know, the heavy towing duties that we expect of the trucks here in North America, but also globally.
Hey, podcast listeners and TFL Talk viewers. I wanted to take a minute to talk to you about a quick and simple way to sell your car or truck with the help of our new partner, HiRoad. With HiRoad's online portal, you enter your vehicle's VIN number or plate, mileage, and zip code, and you'll get competing offers from several qualified dealers in your area within seconds. You pick the best deal offered and follow through with the dealer to sell your vehicle. No more managing scammy emails from buyers on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. No more time wasted on no-show buyers. No bait and switch with a "will you take a check" excuse from sketchy buyers. Now keep in mind, these offers will be for trade-in values of your vehicle. If you want to go through the hassle of getting more for your vehicle, that's up to you. But if you want to sell your vehicle hassle-free and fast, go to tfltruck.com and click Sell Your Truck in the navigation menu. Or click on the HiRoad ad at the bottom of the website if you're on mobile, or click on the column if you're on a desktop. HiRoad makes it easy, and we like easy.
All right, well, let's start in the front and kind of walk forward, backwards. And we are talking primarily right now, focusing on the Tacoma.
Yes, sir.
And the this is the TRD Pro chassis, right?
Mostly. Pro, that's right, exactly. Yep, so what you'll see, of course, here, first and foremost, we have our L4 turbo. You can see all of the orange, right? That's our high voltage. That's our what we call our max, our iForce max, and that's the hybrid portion, the hybrid wiring. On the other side, that's our DC to DC converter.
Which is right here.
That's right. And that'll either step down or step up our voltage as necessary, depending on what we're feeding. This right here is kind of what's unique. So this is our traditional L4 with a flywheel. There is an actual clutch that's packaged in here. And then this is the one motor generator. We call it a motor generator because it does provide tractive force, but it also regens as well. And then that's mated again here to our 8-speed transmission. So these two parts are common across the platforms, and they're the same that we're using also in 4Runner. Uh-huh. And then again, we also adopt this structure. And that's a very similar motor package that we're using in Tundra and Sequoia as well. Obviously, we have a little bit difference because of the 8-speed and the L4
versus 10-speed.
The 10-speed to V6, exactly.
But you're basically inserting this electric motor generator between the transmission and the engine.
You got
But you're making the driveline a little bit longer because of that.
Well, yes, this portion is a little bit longer, and then we compensate for that, right? We have a shorter propeller shaft back here. But,
okay.
So the prop shaft gets a little bit shorter, but yeah, it does extend the overall size.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And then this is a pro transfer case as well?
It is, that's right. So this is the part-time four-wheel drive. And so, of course, we have the transfer case to the front here. Part-time, you can go four high, and then, of course, four low with the gear reduction as well.
And we've got to talk about the battery because this is the hybrid.
It is the hybrid, right? And this is an important piece of that solution. Went with a tried and tested, chemistry here. This is our nickel metal hydride. Again, identical, battery format that we're using in the other Tundra in the Sequoia package. If you can imagine, this is your seat back would come down here. Your traditional fold-up seat is replaced with a fixed seat because this is where we store this. But it still gives you really good access if you do need to service this or you need to get to this for any reason.
So basically, underneath the rear cushion of the seat.
Correct.
In the back of
the
crew cab or the double cab.
The double cab, that's right. It's only available in the double cab.
Yeah. So there is no like two-door cab hybrid.
There is not.
Yeah.
Nope. This is primarily, we bring this in at the TRD grade, so you can get it in the Sport.
Okay.
The off-road package, you can get it in the Limited with, actually in this case, a full-time four-wheel drive.
So that's the luxurious one.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. Full-time four-wheel drive in that one. And then we can move to our premium grades, our Trail Hunter and our TRD Pro. Again, this is largely outfitted TRD Pro. The only real difference on this is Pro doesn't come standard with the rock sliders. This is more of a Trail Hunter thing.
Okay. I want to focus.
Otherwise, it's the same.
Can we focus on that for a second?
Sure.
Because I was looking at the chassis, and it's really attached to the frame directly. So, I mean, this looks really heavy duty.
It is. That's what it's meant for. Half GVW. It is truly meant for. This is the part where you can drop it on that rock, not worry about it, right? Use this to actually slide down to that precarious situation. You'll see when we go and look at the Pro, we actually have the rocker, the body rocker. We actually have what we would call a rocker panel protector on the Pro.
And which looks different.
It does look different, right? Yeah. And that's really there because you're going to be bombing through the desert. You might be throwing up some stones and debris or something might fly up and trying to protect the body a little bit. Not meant for the really hard, you know, I'll say full, you know, the half GVW, but it's more of a protection than it is really a slider.
Okay, let's look at the rear suspension. Sure. And then maybe switch over to shocks.
Sure, okay.
So this is the Fox suspension.
This is.
So this is basically TRD Pro components.
It is, this is exactly right. So this is, with the Fox in this particular case, we're using the multiple bypass zone shock with the QS3 switchable technology. This one, as you can see back here, has the switch down in this area, but it also has the piggyback reservoir.
Sorry, the switch we're talking is down here, right?
It is, yeah. It's actually accessible from the other side to see it better.
Okay.
There you go. But you can, yeah, exactly right. So that will come from the factory in setting number one, which is really made for more of the on-road sort of, you know, good linear performance, comfortable on-road driving. So when you're coming back from the trail or coming back from your adventure, you know, very, very well behaved on road, you can then dial it up to zone two. And that's more for maybe a little bit intermediate speeds, running down maybe fire roads, et cetera. And then when you put it to three, that's really for more of that really high impact, high energy type driving.
And the three settings are both in the rear shocks and also the front shocks.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Let me grab a shock, actually.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Because they're over here.
We do. I can walk over there if you want. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yep. So this is our rear shock application.
Yeah.
And so you can see multiple different bypass zones that allow the fluid to move out depending on where we are within the setting that we've set, but also where we are in the piston stroke. This, of course, is the piggyback reservoir. This is really important for us, especially as we're running, we're getting all of those inputs. It not only allows us to have more total fluid, which helps us keep the temperature down, but we get a lot more cooling area as well, right?
So, and this is where the switch would be.
That's where the switch would go, that's right.
And I think I've seen the switch here.
There you go, that's on the front shock. There you go, exactly right. So when we're facing it, we can go, so this is one that's on road. As we turn clockwise, two, go all the way to three. And that's basically changing how we're allowing the fluid to flow through those bypass zones.
And obviously you worked with Fox, I mean, very closely, right? Because I'm assuming there's a lot of iteration that goes
into
this.
A lot of tuning that goes on there. First, you got to set the fundamental characteristic of the main valve, and then we start to play with the different zones and the bypass zones and how we want that flavor to translate into our driving performance.
Roman is actually, he's our cameraman.
He's doing a great job, by the way.
But this is a shock that comes on the TRD off-road, is that correct?
That's exactly right.
So we actually purchased, we have one of these trucks.
That's the one you've got.
And just for the comparison, side by side, look at the size difference.
Pretty big. So this is a 46 millimeter or 2-inch. This is a 2.5-inch overall shock body. But you know what I will tell you, what's pretty cool, is you still have that piggyback reservoir, right?
So yeah,
even in the I'll say the entry TRD, right, if you will, you're still getting that exceptional performance. We're using something called N-stop control, and so you can see right here, this spring itself isn't really doing anything other than setting where we have this catch valve. Mm-hmm. So as you come back up and you're topping there, we can basically change the dampening force.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That damping force is allows you so that when you get that real high energy, you don't get that sort of topping or bottoming feel.
This is also a good exercise for my muscles.
I think it's the new Pilates.
Okay, sorry about that. And also, while we're here at the table, you have some parts.
You want to
talk about this really quick?
Sure. That is our front stabilizer disconnect. That is available as an option on our off-road package.
Yeah.
It's also available, it also comes standard on the Pro and the Trail Hunter.
Okay, so both of them have that.
Both of them have
that.
That's right. Now, one thing I guess I'll point out, obviously, we cut this away so that you can have a little bit of a better view here. On the bottom, we have an electric actuator that actuates this, this gear. And sorry, this is welded on for the purpose of.
So this is the demo part.
This is the demo part, right?
Yes.
This came out of the toolbox. But you can see we can actuate on, actuate off, very simple motion. And what that does is that unlocks it. So you can see here,
let's move it.
That's right.
We can't.
Can't do it. But if we do that, now suddenly, we're completely free. And you don't. I'm not faking that. You can just see how loose that is, how free. That is completely disconnected.
Very, very smooth. Yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah,
and so the great part about that, and that's why this is so versatile, whether your suspension is under load or as you're running and going at speed, it's really just this actuation, and then you can just have that free wheeling or that free stabilizer bar.
Okay. So let's not talk about the Trail Hunter shocks yet.
We'll come back to those.
Because I want to ask you about the bump stops here in the back.
We didn't get to those yet.
And also kind of the coil spring orientation here.
Sure, absolutely. So You picked it up. Kind of a clever application, I think, from our team. Did a great job. We've got that threaded in here. So this is the hydro jounce stop, and that really helps out.
So you can see it from the bottom as well. Basically, it's inside the coil in the back.
Exactly right. And so, of course, this is your traditional frame-mounted stop right here. And what this really does is in those big energy events, it assists with the absorber and really takes that shock load out and helps with the bottoming. So that was really important. And of course, as you said, sort of integrated to the rear coils. And this coil and this link setup is identical to the rest of the trucks in terms of the fundamental setup. You'll see here, this is the larger rear differential that we do run in the hybrid. We also run the large BD24. It's like a 9.5-inch rear diff.
And a locking rear diff.
And of course, that is the e-locking version. That's exactly right. Yep.
And both the Trail Hunter and the Pro have that.
They come standard. That's correct. Actually, all the off-road packages come standard with that.
Oh, yeah. The TRD Off-Road. Ours has it.
It does. Yeah. It does. And so does the hybrid version. You can get the hybrid variation. So we do have a BD24 non-e-locker for the Limited or from one of the other trucks that runs the hybrid motor.
So, do you have those bump stops in the front as well?
No, those are primarily in the rear, especially on the truck where we get that sort of donkey kick and you really come down hard. And this helps also, especially if you've got anything in the back.
Yeah. I want to show the front valves on the truck because people might be wondering, how do I reach it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's say there was a truck here. You kind of go, is that from the front?
I mean, you're exactly right. So whenever you're facing the dial, you turn clockwise to go from less to more damping force.
So more.
That's right.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep. And you can do that. It's always facing the dial clockwise.
And of course, you have like toe points, special toe points on the Pro.
Can you try it on this one?
Yep.
Yeah, let me try on this truck.
Well, you won't be able to try it on that truck.
But you
can on this one.
Okay, hold on.
Yep.
You able to reach it?
Oh, now I see it.
Yeah, once you know where it is,
come on, Roman, lay down in the mud, in the dirt. There, I see, I got it.
That's right.
I got it. It's right there.
Now, I'm a lazy old man, so what I'll typically do is I'll just kind of crank the wheel around and then I can just reach in real easy and then crank it back around and grab it the other way. But
see, Sheldon knows.
Yeah.
All right, so there was a little bit of confusion out there, I think.
Okay.
Because I think, and maybe me also.
Okay.
Trying to decide, Trail Hunter, which one should I buy?
Right. Moral conundrum.
Pro. Pro, sure. Trail Hunter. Yeah. Well, first of all, do you want to show the rocker protector here?
Yeah, it's a good time to take a look at that. So the difference here, if we look under here, this is going straight up. The bolts, the weld nuts are in the rocker panel as opposed to in the frame. And basically what this is designed to do is protect for all that debris that might fly up here. Occasionally, you know, we sometimes call them Nerf bars, right? You can kind of Nerf off of a rock and it'll help you out. But it's really to make sure that, especially if you're moving at speed in four high, you're throwing a bunch of debris, trying to protect the bottom of the truck.
And also, it kind of finishes the truck off. I mean, visually, it also has a nice appearance.
I think it looks pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. I would actually get those for Blueberry.
Roman, are you listening?
Oh, I hate the Predator steps.
Well, the Predator, we got standard Predators. Well, not standard. Yeah. They were optional, but they came in the truck.
Optional and standard, sure.
When we ordered it. but those Predator have loops like this, right?
They do, yeah.
We're tall guys, so Roman and I really don't need that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I understand. I'm not a tall guy, and I still prefer mine sans. But you know what? They look really great, and for people who do need them, you know, they're a functional step for them.
Now we're looking at the Pro right now, and these are the new seats.
Yes,
and that's the other differentiator between the Trail Hunter and the Pro.
It is. It's one of the big ones. That's right. So if we take just one step back and say fundamentally what's different, why a Pro and why a Trail Hunter? If we think about it like conceptually, if you will.
Yeah.
The big difference here is going back a little bit. TRD Pro has always been sort of our halo truck, and it was inspired from Baja Racing. It was meant to go fast. It was meant to, you know, cruise through the desert, hitting, you know, those cross axle, you know, dips and the whoops. And as we started to think about, okay, people were using this, they were loading it up, you're putting tents and deck racks and stuff in there. So if you want a truck that's nimble and built for speed in the desert, you want it to be light, you want it to move around quickly, it's not really easy to develop a truck that does both incredibly well.
Okay.
So the purpose here was to develop a truck that was really focused on high-speed desert racing. Enter isodynamic performance seat.
Okay.
Basically, in the front, we have basically a pivot ball. We have one just behind your head back here. And then we have an air over oil system. Basically, that's providing, don't think of it as like springs, think of it as dampers, right? So what we're really trying to do is as you turn and your body weight tends to shift, we're trying to resist that motion so that we can stabilize your upper torso. And so what we're doing is we have something in the vertical and we have something in the horizontal. And so totally, you know, we have this sort of gyro motion that we're able to control.
When somebody explained this seat to me, mm-hmm. I think at the last event, they said those two pivot points, think of it as a little hammock.
A little bit, yeah.
Right? So if one pivot is kind of in the bottom cushion
here
between my legs, and the other one is behind my neck.
That's right.
So you're kind of almost cradled like in a little
That's
hammock.
Right. That's right. So you can go up and you can go down. The one thing we don't let you do is go forward, right? Because okay. we don't want you doing that. There's a little bit of relief in the back. So when you do kind of get that kick, you don't get the seat doesn't want to slap you in the head.
Okay.
But the idea here is that not only does it isolate your upper torso, but it also helps reduce what we'll call muscle fatigue. And we see that especially on the passenger because as the driver, you kind of know what you're about to do, right? So yeah. you kind of prepare your body for what you're moving into. The passenger is sort of reactive, right?
Or they may be, I don't know, doing something else, looking at the map or something.
For example, yeah, exactly. And so this really, and we can show that, you know, anywhere from like 14 to about 30% reduction in the activation of different muscles across the body. So really good for helping preserve that that fatigue and making sure that you're focusing on driving.
All right, well, I haven't driven this particular one. I drove the Limited Hybrid on-road.
On-road, okay.
So we'll have another video about this guy coming out pretty soon. So just to finish what you were saying,
please.
So the TRD Pro is not only kind of your halo in your lineup,
mm-hmm.
but also it's more geared a little bit towards fast driving off-road.
That's exactly right. Adrenaline-fueled, sort of that fun performance motorsports driving off-road, specifically, you know, desert driving, but all different formats work.
Okay, now let's switch to the Trail Hunter.
Let's go Trail Hunter.
Let's switch.
Okay.
Because this is a new model in your lineup. You've never had a Trail Hunter before.
It is.
In your lineup.
It's a new sub-brand, and it was really exciting to be able to develop this. And really the genesis of this came from that other side of the equation, which was we're seeing all these folks who are really interested in the, you know, sort of, I'll say, active outdoor lifestyle. Camping, going off trails, exploring. Sometimes we're using, you know, rooftop tents, etc. And so that was even more fueled as we got into the pandemic, right? Where we saw, you know, this sort of like need for people to get away, and they wanted to go and they wanted to do that, and they wanted to go enjoy nature. So we said, hey, let's build a truck from the ground up that's really focused on that sort of medium to low speed, but more tactical crawling. So fundamentally here, we're thinking about a heavier payload. We're thinking about more protection, right? So we're adding rock sliders
here. The big rock rail we saw, right?
That's right. So we have an aluminum skid plate in the front. Here we have a high strength steel in the front. We actually have full underbody protection, tank protection that you can kind of see right here. If you can see down there.
I see it, yeah. Yes.
And then on the rear diff as well. So the idea here, you give up a little bit of ground clearance, but the idea is we're focusing on protection, where here we're focusing on lightness and speed, right?
But same tire size, basically.
Same exact tire size, that's right. We
okay.
have a little different wheel configuration in terms of the styling.
Okay.
But then, of course, the absorbers are an important difference.
Okay, well, let's go back to the table
okay.
really quick, and then we can finish with the bed.
Sounds good.
But let's go to the... So Old Man Emu is a brand that a lot of Toyota enthusiasts would know.
That's right.
From
ARB.
That's from right. ARB, yeah.
Yep. And so one of the sponsors, one of the things at Trail Hunter too is we wanted to make sure that as we entered into this new market, part of that outdoor lifestyle is about accessorization and customization. And so
yeah.
we wanted to make sure that we built the truck, again, foundationally to accept this sort of accessorization. But we also wanted to partner with some people who had a really, I'll say, credible and authentic experience in off-road. And I would say, you know, ARB, in terms of the overlanding community, they're kind of, yeah, the originators of all of that. So we felt that there was a good synergy there.
Yeah.
So we worked with their engineering team to develop a number of component parts as we walk around and talk about.
Yeah. The other one
example,
is, of course, a tow point.
That is. That is, you can clearly see here. This is the rear part of the frame, right? This is our high lift jack point here.
Yeah.
So this is fore aft in the truck. Bolted directly there, basically 1.5 times GVW,
so really
strong.
You could hook up a chain to the back of it, not that I'm saying you want to.
Yeah.
to do it, but you can kind of lift the truck using just these points.
It's easily. Incredibly strong, yeah.
Easily.
That would not be what I'd recommend, but yes, you could absolutely do that in concept, right? Yeah. But obviously, it's meant for that recovery, and we know that there's going to be dynamic recovery scenes, and so it's really for that pulling. And other places throughout the frame, we have other areas that are dedicated for tying down and lashing, so really making sure that we give you a lot of different ways to unstick your situation.
So basically, mm-hmm. Old Man Emu provided kind of the tech for this shock.
That's basically. Right.
Or this, you worked with them.
That's right.
On the technology on this.
ARB, network. Toyota, and actually I believe Bilsing is doing the manufacturing for these. And so as we work together to develop that, we're using a multi-phase bypass with also some actual topping and stop control there. Similar concept here, right? We're using, again, a reservoir here that we're using here for a piggyback to, again, optimize the amount of fluid and to make sure that we keep that temperature down so that we maintain, you know, you don't have that shock fade.
Mm-hmm. So after listening to you for a little bit, so basically sure. The Trail Hunter, you said, you know, payload was important. You also offer the longer bed.
We do offer longer bed.
In the Trail Hunter as well.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so part of this, again, think about we're trying to be an integration solution, right? So we're coming back with our rear steel bumpers. This is another collaboration with ARB. We're developing these steel bumpers in to basically accommodate the existing rear sonar detectors. We have our BSM hidden right back here.
All blind of spot this monitoring.
Blind
system.
Spot yeah. monitor. That's yeah. right. Sorry for my acronym.
It's okay.
But yeah, no, this is all meant so that this can work cohesively and seamlessly. We have our scene lighting in our decks right here. We talked about that, right? So when you're in and around camp, those turn on with the courtesy.
Okay.
They illuminate here and, of course, on the side. We pick up the lamp down here that illuminates at the rear portion. You saw our power tailgate that we added here as well. But again, all of this and, you know, this big high cutaway as well. All of that was done to really make sure that you've got the ground clearance that you need as well as the gear that you need to go.
Is towing the same on these guys?
So with the hybrid, we're at around 6,000 pounds, just over 6,000 pounds.
So it doesn't matter if Hunter or Pro.
Same.
It's about the same.
That's right, exactly. Okay. Now, in addition to that, of course, in Trail Hunter, as you come back around this side, you can see we have 2,400 watt power back here.
Thank you. I've been waiting for that.
We delivered.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Just for you. This is an Andre special. And over there on the other side, if you're able to open that up, that is our inflator.
Yes.
So we have a built-in inflator that's just below that. You're able to use that to either air up or down. You can set the pressure, whatever you're running. And then just below that, that's where we keep our 12 volt. So we have USB over there as well as, yeah, exactly, the old-fashioned sort of cigarette lighter, if you will.
So a lot of people have like 12 volt, you know, cool boxes or refrigerators, other tools, you know, all kinds of stuff. So this is really cool.
Yep, it works for both sides, right? And so the great part about that is, again, probably in here.
Oh, there's your kit.
Yeah, there's your kit. This has got your air hose. Plug that right in, you know, take that out. It's got a fitting for a Schrader valve so you can air up, air down, again, and set it to whatever pressure you want. You can even program pressures in there. So if you hit the same trail all the time, just go ahead and say your favorite trail, what you think the right air pressure is, hit it there. This is our sport rack. This is something else we did together with ARB. This one is also featuring up in the corner there, a deck sort of reinforcement. That's for people who really want to load it up. Now, the good news about this is it is convertible, which is to say that this piece can come off and you can make this into a full deck rack. And it basically uses the same front piece. So you just remove this piece and it becomes a full deck rack.
So you can kind of move this piece backwards?
This piece goes away. This okay. right here, you can see there where it goes away. Okay. But then we have a new a third piece and the total rack comes in. But you can still salvage this front piece.
Okay, I got you. So you're kind of reusing some stuff.
That's right.
And earlier I was listening to one of your talks here.
Yeah.
And you said, because it's about accessorizing, right?
It is. It really is.
And you could, like, for example, if you didn't buy the Trail Hunter,
yep.
couldn't you take some of these components onto your other Tacoma?
Absolutely. So we put all of the, one of the other key features in all the rest of the trucks is making sure the provisions that we put in here, the weld nuts that we have in the frame for the sliders, the weld nuts that we have in the rocker for the rocker protectors. We have the collars for bolting through here and all the off-road products, so you could bolt these directly on. There's a conversion kit for this. This will bolt straight up. You have to buy this part, but then you can actually reuse the hardware that you have. And then there's a special grommet because there's a thickness difference. But the idea is you don't have to recycle all of the electronics. You can just basically adapt them, and then you can put the steel bumper right on your traditional off-road, either hybrid or gasoline.
Sweet. I had another question for you as we wrap up. We have the TRD off-road. We put a GFC GoFast camper, little camper on top of it.
Yep.
And it has a third brake light.
Okay.
And I was told, and I'm kind of surprising you with this question.
Okay.
I was told it was a little bit more challenging with modern vehicles, especially like the all new vehicles, to tie into your light network.
Okay.
Is there any truth to that? Or do you have some accessories, you know, to make it easier?
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I totally understand what you're saying.
Like splicing wires. You know, somebody will take another light and try to splice some wiring into it.
That's right. So there's a couple different ways. So the one aspect is we do provide in all these trucks as part of our accessory switch, there's actually a pigtail that ends down here. So you actually have a power lead here. The key for those is making sure that you can tie it back into the brake signal. So there's different ways of doing that. Some people come in, especially to like the 4-pin side here, and they want to pick that up from the 4-pin side. So
okay.
I don't know GoFast specific application, but there are different ways that we can pick that up. Of course, we do have wire harnesses that come back here. The upside of this is these things can bolt out, so it does give you a little bit better access to any of the wire harness that's along the frame rail, but usually you can get all that from the frame rail. So we'll have to talk to the GoFast team and see what we can do to make sure they...
So it's more seamless maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
And also like auxiliary switches, right?
Yeah, all of these trucks come standard with the three auxiliary switches.
Can you show me where
those
please, are?
Yeah, please, absolutely. You want to Trail Hunter? Okay. Those are located.
Are they on the left?
Just left of your steering wheel. You can see right here, aux 1, aux 2, aux 3. And those are actually already stubbed out. We've got a wire that's in the engine compartment. We have one right down here, what we call the cowl or the kick panel.
Mm-hmm.
There's one back here. And then there's another one that's actually at the end of the frame rail there. So again, those are already pre-stubbed. They actually come with a connector that you can basically add right on, and then those are kind of universal SAE connectors.
There's also the JBL speaker.
It does. That is our JBL Flex, our portable Bluetooth speaker. Yeah. It's a functional center channel. When it's in the vehicle, it charges. It's actually using our solid-state lithium battery chemistry to make sure that we can absorb all the high heat that we see in the IP load. Weighs just a little over a pound.
It's pretty nice.
But
I learned something new. You mentioned to me almost a year ago that you could tie them together, link them with your buddies who have Tacomas. But the JBL team actually demonstrated it today.
Yeah, you got to see it, right?
Yeah. Well, we can't show it because they're playing like popular music, and
I understand.
There's copyright issues with music, okay. But you push this button here.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of finds the network of local speakers, and you can actually share music. And
you can pair.
Yeah.
Up to 100.
What about the desert air intake? Don't
forget about that. Oh, sure. Yeah. Let's go there.
Yeah, right? Exactly. The desert high air intake. That's always a popular one.
All right. Let's talk about air.
Yeah. Obviously, we're running. The trails get dusty. You can see on my shirt because I touched the truck.
I'm very dusty
now. Exactly. This is set up. We wanted to keep it really sleek, try to minimize the amount of wind noise and the whistle that you catch. This is going right into the air box. All of the basic, I'll say, intake is coming from the backside here. This is a standard on the Trail Hunter. It is optional on the Pro, if you wish.
Yeah.
But right now,
can I pop the hood really quick?
Surely.
Because I kind of want to.
Yeah.
I want to see that. I also, and I think Roman would agree with me, you know, some of the other trucks put them on the driver's side, but the driver can usually hear that wind noise, right?
Yeah.
So putting it on the passenger side, you know, if the driver is by themselves, they may never even hear anything.
Well, we have acoustic side glass for these trucks as well to help with keep that down. I will say, just in the interest of complete disclosure, you can hear the turbo whistle out of that, and you'll sometimes hear the blow-off valve.
But that's a good sound.
Well, I think people really like the turbo.
At least for me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people really like it. Some people may not like the blow-off a little bit. It sounds a little bit gurgly, but once you get used to it, I think it's fine.
So, a couple questions, Andre?
Yeah.
I'll ask you. Okay. I'm going to ask you the hard question, Sheldon.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
The first, I
warmed you up,
and then I'm going to knock you down.
What's up?
So first of all, as journalists, we always complained about engine covers, and now the trucks don't have engine covers. and I'm complaining about it again because okay. it looks messy.
Yeah.
Well, just a lot of like wires and hoses. So why'd you guys go away from engine covers?
Sure. Well, I gave you one. It's color matched and paint matched
right
there.
Fair enough.
Honestly, you know, we looked at what made the most sense in terms of, so we wanted to give you value. We wanted to make sure that every part that we put in here, we were going to spend money on, had a purpose, right? And that purpose was, you know, and mainly sound attenuation. We do a lot better bang for our buck with the hood silencer than we do on the cover. So while there is a, I'll say, a beauty aspect of it, you know, we wanted to make sure that we spent our money wisely. So I would much rather put this in here, the acoustics eyeglass, than I would a plastic component that you got to take off. And honestly speaking, maybe I'm being a little bit practical, but on the truck market, you know, it's maybe different for a luxury sedan, but in the truck market, we want to get in here. We want to look at our truck, especially if you have a, you know, if you are on the trail and you might smell something or whatever, you want to get in here and look at it. Easy access.
All right, so that's, I'm going to give you five hard questions.
Okay, five hard questions.
That was five.
Okay. That was,
gonna,
oh
now
boy.
Now we're going to go to four.
Okay.
Is this real or fake?
It is fake.
Okay, why?
It is.
Well, what are you pointing to?
I'm pointing to the air intake hood scoop, which in the TRD Pro is a very nice visual statement, but why not, like, as a truck guy, I want, like, air to go in there.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
So, actually, we really did look at making that functional, and so I shouldn't say it's fake. It's very real. You can feel it, but it's not functional.
Right.
No air comes into it.
And honestly, in this particular case, what happened was we were actually disrupting the airflow in the engine compartment when we were bringing this in. So we decided ultimately that that was not going to be a functional element. But from a style and aesthetic, there are a number of people who really who do like that. We deprioritized that on the Trail Hunter because we were really focusing on keeping that hood as low as humanly possible so that you had good trail angle or good trail sight lines.
Okay, all right, number three.
Number three, the tough ones. Moving on, right?
And you know this. I mean, we already have limited space in the back here,
mm-hmm.
and now with these isometric seats,
mm-hmm.
You can see the problem.
There's less space now.
Yeah, so I mean, you've taken probably another inch or two out of the legroom in the back.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, so it's true, right? Yeah. And so this is the superstructure that you get back here. It's a little deceiving. This right here is actually maybe not the total trim out because there would be a seat track back here. This is to allow for that. A little bit of that flex here. And so ideally, right, we sort of set this up. You are gonna have to have your knees over here, or in some cases you can sort of fit here. It depends how tall you are, where your knees fall in this. It was a trade-off. It was one that we had to make. And we decided, you know, for pro, especially when you start to look at the demographic, who's buying these trucks, there is a very, very high, I'll say most of the people that are using these are front drivers with passengers. We don't see as much of the rear seat. We know that it's still important, you know, for those kind of short trips. But to your point, it was a trade-off.
All right, we're getting harder now.
We're getting harder. That's okay.
Slowly.
And as we continue to work on that, we're going to continue to make sure that we can like minimize that superstructure just to make it better. Yes, sir.
All right. So obviously these trucks compete directly with like the Bison, Colorado.
Sure.
And in this case, also the new Ranger Raptor, right?
So
in this truck, you know, to change the shocks, I have to go here, right?
Yep.
And the Ranger Raptor, active shocks,
mm-hmm.
little button on the dash, ping, 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 all of a sudden does the same thing without me having to go around all four wheels. Why did you not consider doing something like that as opposed to doing it manually?
Yeah, so we did take a look at that. The Fox Live Valve, I think, is what you're,
exactly,
what you're referring to.
Yeah.
And that was certainly something that we wanted to take a look at. Honestly, when we started looking at, there's a little bit more that's involved in the control. So there's some cost that's associated with it, and then it's really compatibility with the overall vehicle electronic system. So I'm not going to tell you that we won't continue to study it. It might be something for the future, but right now we thought the QS3 satisfied most of our customers' needs. But
all right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right.
Yeah.
And I was joking about five, I only had four. And the last question always is my favorite one, softball question for you.
Sure.
What's your favorite feature? And what's the truck that if you had to, you know, take one home, which would you take home?
Sure. You know, thank you for asking because it's a tough one. And I'm honestly still struggling with it.
Yeah.
There's a special love for the Trail Hunter because it's really cool to be able to help and develop the sub brand. Some of the neat things we've been able to do, you know, you look at like $1 million, you know, trophy trucks and they fundamentally don't have, you know, color changing LEDs, yet we're able to do something as simple as that, or seemingly as simple as that. So a lot of innovation went into that. I'd certainly love this one, but boy, you know, the pro is pretty fantastic as well. So
it's like picking your favorite child, maybe?
It is, right? And I don't like to do that either. You know?
Right.
But yeah,
you mentioned color changing
That's right.
These fog lamps actually can be different colors.
White or basically yellow. We can't do amber because of FMVSS, but we can do yellow, and so we're able to actually change those. And then, so, you know, it's a tough question, but I would, I think I'll get both.
Fair enough. You got the money.
Well, just, I don't know.
His and hers.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Or his and his or hers and hers. Whatever,
right. You got
whatever
it, right?
You're into.
Whatever floats your boat. Sure.
So, you know, we've had ours now for like 3 months. And, of course, we had one issue with it, which, you know, we've gone into other videos.
Sure.
But I'm going to be nitpicky about it. The one thing that bugs me the most is a little tiny volume knob. I know there's also on the steering wheel.
You have the 8-inch, right?
We do have the 8-inch. Yeah, and you always have these like big knobs, right? And it's not a deal breaker. There are some things that are deal breakers, but it's still every time I have to go and tweak it, I'm like, if I was wearing gloves.
I'll put that on the to-do list.
And I know it's the same component that's in the Camry, that's in the other vehicles, so it's shared
we,
among.
We do get a little bit of part commonization that happens. But you know, I'm glad you brought it up. We'll have a look at it. You know, this is our first launch, right? And so we've completely overhauled this. I'm sure there's going to be other things, you know, little foibles that customers will like or say, you know, please do better. We're going to listen to the market feedback and we're going to continue to make this truck, you know, incredible.
And, and my favorite thing on the truck is I don't want to end on a negative note.
No,
is I just love the seats. They're so comfortable.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so comfortable.
You know, the off-road seats.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Andre and I, picked it up in Texas and immediately road-tripped it back to Colorado, and I did not feel my butt the whole time. It was so good. Because usually after a while, I've got a bad back.
Okay.
And, you know, I got out of the thing. It was great. And maybe that's an old man thing, but they are really comfy. You guys did a great job. And the seating position, obviously, your legs no longer are in front of you. They're underneath you, or I think they should be. Mm-hmm. The roof height is perfect, so you can actually fit into it with a hat on. I mean, the stuff that really mattered, you changed. And of course, the biggest thing was the previous truck, the six-cylinder and the transmission were kind of like bickering couples.
They
never got along, and the new one works great. So,
well, thank you.
Good job. Thank you.
We're excited about it. I mean, again, this is a chance to reimagine this truck from the ground up. So a lot of those things we knew we had to get right, and I know you guys are at elevation, so especially
enjoying the turbo.
You know, helping out a lot in that particular area. So, but yeah, thank you for the kind words. We're super excited. And to be clear, I should really say this was the, you know, culmination of an effort of just an absolute ton of super passionate Toyota team members from all different walks. Everybody was really dialed into this project, and you know, the one thing that's really difficult to translate into a product is passion. And so, you can teach engineering, you can do all the things you need to bring the group together, but when the team members are passionate about the project they're working on, it just takes it to the next level.
So we just picked up Ranger Raptor on Friday.
Okay.
So now I'm super psyched to compare that to the new TRD Pro.
That's why I came into the camera.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's because I wanted to say that now this is the first drive event.
Sure.
You know, we're a little bit limited here, right?
Right.
To where we can go. Mm-hmm. But I really want to, you know, see how the performance compares, how the efficiency compares.
Okay.
How they tow, you know, how they do all those things.
Yeah. Okay.
We still have to do that.
Yeah. I know. And I know you guys will put it through its paces. We're excited about that. You know, it's a great time to be in the, if you're a customer in the midsize truck
market. Dude, you guys are like, you've got like four new products that are all off-roady, which is incredible, right? 4Runner.
Land Cruiser,
you know, two new trucks, and of course the GX. It's like I said, it's a great time to be in the off-road world, and definitely to be continued.
Yeah, look forward to it. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate the time today.
Thank you, Andre. Ciao.